This is Belle speaking, and this is a podcast. And you're listening to a podcast, which is a good thing, because, you know, it's like a sober tool. And I want to address a question that I got from a pen pal, and she says, what does it really mean to take care of yourself? What does it really mean to take good care of yourself? That's what she says. And you think, oh, well, that's kind of a silly question now, isn't it? Because really, what does it mean to take care of yourself? It means to take care of yourself. Like, really? And then you think, okay, well, I've been pouring alcohol in my head for years. I don't know how to take care of myself. I don't even know what to do with myself once I remove the booze. I'm not used to feeling better. I'm not used to doing this thing. So let's look at it in terms of self-care. Imagine that you had a prolonged illness, frankly, that had you feeling unwell a lot of the time. You would wake up feeling crappy. Sometimes there was vomiting. Sometimes there was sleepless nights. There was a fair amount of emotional distress, angst, worry, stress. There was a lot of money spent. There was a lot of strange calories consumed. There were emails sent at weird hours. There were work things, mistakes, things we didn't catch. There were job opportunities we were not able to take. There were children who were disappointed. And we disappointed ourselves. So now imagine that you stop all that, which is what you do when you stop drinking. All of that stops. And you don't know what to do with yourself. So I often say, you should take really good care of you. And people are like, oh, what does that mean? So then I started to say, pretend like you were sick and you were in the hospital, like having your appendix out. And now you went home. What would you do to take care of yourself if you had just had surgery? What would you do to take care of yourself if you had bronchitis, a terrible head cold? And suddenly then people know what they would do. If you had a terrible head cold, bronchitis, or you had just gotten out of the hospital with stitches in your side, you would do the following. Imagine this. You're sick. You still feel crappy. The taxi drops you off out front of your apartment. You just left the hospital. Come into the apartment. What do you do? What do you do to take care of you? Well, you certainly don't make a 3-course meal. And you certainly don't act like everything is the same. You go to bed. You watch bad television. You order food. You have somebody else pick up your groceries.